the epitome of shit. Or shite, if you're fancy.
I'm that lady from House of Denver's toilet.
With Gary Lane. I'm very tiny, but my heart is big.
Eat the fucking mushroom.
Hello and welcome to Beeble's Legends Podcast. My name is Carrie and tonight I'm joined by...
Missy!
Lainey!
Yes, the whole team is here and we are back for season 3. I can hardly believe I'm so excited. This week we've watched season 3, episode 1, which is called Arubicon.
And got directed by Rob Seidenglanz.
And it was written by Phil Klemmer and Mark Guggenheim. It aired in the US on October 10, 2017, so... Oh, we will. Yep. But if you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, like, what are you doing? But also, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about it. If you don't want to hear, go back to season 1 of BLP. By the time you've watched the episode, you'll be caught up. It'll be great. So, yeah, let's just dive right on in, guys, to talk about the episode. The episode starts up in LA, 2017, and there is a fucking huge-ass dinosaur. Just right there. Like, they broke time, guys. It literally picks up where season 2 left off.
I mean, they wouldn't be legends if they didn't break time every single
thank part. You. That's what I was going to say.
They're still true to themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. And Big Ben is there too, which is obviously another massive pointer that something has gone wrong here. They tried to fuck things up.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, you know, the big fucking
oh.
England.
First of all, like they, this is their thing, right? They break time, like they do all this stupid stuff, but that's why we like them. So why the fuck this guy that I don't know, okay, Rip Hunter, thinks that he has the right to call them stupid and people that don't have logic and I just hate it.
Hashtag Rip Hunter hater squad.
Also, what doesn't make sense to me is that he recruited them. All that they know is what they learned from him.
Yes.
And he called them a chainsaw. So that actually means that he is a chainsaw.
Also, like, this all came from him going out for revenge. The one thing he told them not to do, like, he was like, Sarah, don't save your sister, this is revenge, while he was literally on a revenge mission. Hashtag hypocrite, okay?
Yep.
So, yeah, they're in 2017. There is shit going completely just wrong all around about them. And we see a nice, like, white light square opening up in the middle of the road and dinosaur disappears. And as like the first time watch through, we'd be like, what the fuck was that? But obviously
yes.
We're like, this is the time for it.
I like how you just came from out of nowhere. Hi guys, I am here to tell you that you can go live your fucking boring lives, because I don't need you anymore. I needed you before, but now that I used you to do whatever it is that I wanted to do, I don't need you anymore. Bye.
Basically. Although I do think it's important to admit that Rip Hunter has upgraded his look. As much as we might not be big fans, this is a step up from like the long coat and whatever. The suit looks really sharp. I think he cleans up reasonably well.
Wait, can we talk about the fact that he had the coat? How do you say coat?
Coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, coat. And it's like, did you know that he was in the TV show Doctor Who?
Yeah.
And so the guy, no matter who was playing Doctor Who, they always had a coat, and he was playing there. So he was like a little, how do you say, clandestine to the show?
A nod? A nod to?
Yeah, something like that to the show. Yeah, it was like a nod to the show because Dr. Who always had a coat, and I thought it was funny.
It's true.
He had a bow tie.
Yes.
Yeah, the bow tie too.
So I do think that starting off season 3 by firing the legends and taking their timeship away from them is a bold move.
Yeah, it is.
massively.
Yeah. Can we talk?
How rude they were, like, how rude they were towards the legends.
I know.
But I actually like the fact that they started it that way, because it adds like the spicy side of the show, because otherwise it would be boring. But you know, when you have like things that you love and things that make you angry, that means that they're doing something right, you know? And the fact that they started it like this gives you like, makes you want to keep watching, you know?
Yeah, and I think if the whole season had been comprised of them trying to get their ship back, then I would have been bored of that. I like that it all comes to a head in this one episode, rather than being a full season of just, we know they're going to get the ship back, but it's taken a long time. Kind of like, we know they're going to fight Vandal Savage. Why did we have a full season of it? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
Like with Supergirl, when in season 6, spoilers, they're trying to get Kara back for like 8 fucking episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt like that was too stretched out though.
They do that. And I'm glad they didn't do it here. So once they're fired, they all look super confused and are like, what the fuck just happened? And then we flash forward 6 months into Star City, where Sarah Lance, former assassin, now superhero, is working in a department store.
Yeah. I mean, stuff. Like, yeah, seriously, they could have chosen like any other job for Sarah to do, but they chose to make her like work at a supermarket and clean up conditioner on the floors.
I did like how she had the knives.
Yeah, I know the knives. And I think they were trying, like, I mean, it wouldn't have been easy for Sarah to find the job. I mean,
yeah,
not easy for a person that's been reported dead
twice
to find a job.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that her manager or her boss like thought she was like training for American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
I really like Katie Lotz do that, because Stephen Amell done it and it was really fun to watch him do that. And I actually think like we should start a campaign to get Katie Lotz on Ninja Warrior.
Yes.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
If Stephen Amell could do it, so can she. She's a badass.
Yeah, let's spam Katie Lotz and tell her that she needs to do this.
Hashtag Katie Lotz, American Ninja Warrior.
Let's start the hashtag, please.
Let's. So yeah, then she also, yeah, so we then cut over to Silicon Valley, where Ray is working for Upswipes, a holistic social media network.
Network?
Yes.
Networking
platform.
Thank you so
much. I feel like it's a huge step down for him.
I don't know what the fuck this holistic mean.
I don't know. Like, complete? Like holistic care is like complete.
I mean, do we really need to know?
No, it's so, like,
yeah, and like they talk about it like for one episode and then it's done. But
well, they do have Upswipes come back in when Damien Dark, spoiler, kidnaps Ray in future season 3 episodes, because he's like swinging the Upswipes guy left to right.
Oh yeah,
swinging him up and down. He's like, oh, it is more like
yeah,
we bring it back again, but. Yeah, I do think it's really demeaning for Ray, and I think it was really important that the guy mentioned that he gave his company to a woman who ran it into the ground, because it's really nice to tie them in with the Arrow universe that's happening at the same time.
Yeah. I swear, like, it was like weird to see him like working for people. You know how you have they are legends, you know, they are used to doing things their way, and then now they have like these boss treating them like shit, and you're like, what, how did you get there, like, what? But anyways, they're not gonna stay there for long, so bye.
I love how Ray just went when his boss was like, you know, everything that's not an app is not the future, and Ray was like, I've actually been to the future three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
Bless him. He's like my like emotional support person. He's my comfort.
Oh. Person.
Like I love Ray Palmer so much.
He's so funny.
He's so I get. Then we go to Central City where we see Nate and Wally as superheroes catching some bad guys.
Yep. Although this is like what they used to do before like the Reed took the Waverider from them. It became boring. Like Nate catching bad guys, whatever. It was like their day, like every day they are catching bad guys and it's not funny, it's boring. Like I don't know why I had this feeling.
I did like though how when Wally ran in and caught everybody, he was like so proud of himself. Like he really was so proud.
He's
of
adorable.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love him. And then we see Nate go to meet a girl for a date and we see her from behind. And obviously the first thing in your head when you first see that episode is, oh, he's going to Amaya. That's lovely. And then she turns around. It's not Amaya. Big shock. Yeah. Oh, where's Amaya? Everybody's thinking. Anyway, we flash to Mick, who is in Aruba and he is on holiday. He's living his best fucking life, apparently, according to Ava. And Julius Caesar walks up and... ruins his holiday.
Yup. Yes. I liked you know the part, I don't, it's not there, but when Mick like he's like, oh my god, he hates Caesar basically because Caesar broke his best future, his nose. I don't know why, but I really, really like the relationship Mick has with Caesar. Like, oh my god, I could watch them fight all day. Like, I feel like they could become best friends. I don't know why.
They were bickering. Like, they were, it was.
Just because they would fight. A
couple.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And obviously, Mick being the smart guy that he is, he phones up Sarah and he's like, boss, there's a problem. Number one, I loved that he called her up and was like, hey, boss.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just going to say that because he's like, boss. No way. I don't know. Okay. There's something wrong with my voice. Whenever I talk to y'all, it's fucking high pitch. He's like, boss. And I'm like, please, that is the ultimate way of saying boss ever.
Yep. And then Sarah quits her job in quite possibly the most pettiest way she can imagine. Not only does she throw a knife past the guy's head, but she knocks everything down off the shelf on her way out as well.
I wish she did more than that.
Can I just say Sarah lunch with knives? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
She could.
And we'll bring the knives back.
Any day. What?
Like, can we bring the knives back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Didn't you love in previous seasons where she always had a little knife hidden somewhere, like in her back?
Yes, and I missed that. She had like seven knives at least.
Oh my god, in her leg.
Oh, do you remember the episode? Like she had the dress and then she like pulled out the dress and then there's the knife. Oh my god, that was hot as fuck. Oh.
Love that.
Everyone in general is just hot, okay. So
so that would be # give Sarah Lance knives.
Yes.
Yes.
Throw a knife at me.
Let's start a petition.
I wrote down.
Like,
I mean, Sarah with knives. Though.
If my dream,
excuse me, that's hot.
Yeah. If my dream ever comes true and I ever end up on Legends of Tomorrow, and Sarah Lance does not throw a knife next to my head, it's not worth it. I don't want it unless it's done properly, you know.
Don't worry, Nisi. I'll make sure it does happen.
Sorry, though.
It's all right, Queen.
Carrie.
You can call me Nisi. I'll take it.
Carrie.
Have you seen her? She's gorgeous. I'll take it. So yeah, we find out that Amaya and Nate actually broke up, while Nate and Sarah and Ray are all having lunch and discussing what Mick has seen. and what they're going to do. And I'm not being funny, right? But see the camera angle that they use at this point? It really makes it look like Sarah's eating the plant and not the food off of her.
I didn't.
It looks like she's eating the plant. It doesn't
look notice that.
Yeah, but see, when you watch it back, you will be able to see that it's the plate behind. However, at first you'd be like, is she eating a plant? It looks like she picks the plant and eats the plant.
I don't know. I saw her eating a cookie or something.
Yeah, watch it again and you'll see the plant and you'll be like, okay.
I will.
It looks like she's eating the plant, man. It's funny. And she obviously states, like, even even vigilantes need to pay the bills. I love that.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, and they all realize that their lives suck, that they are not fulfilled. Obviously, their lives are fine. They just don't feel fulfilled by them. And they head over to the Time Bureau Star City to get the Wave Rider or offer some help.
Yeah, and convince Reap to take them back.
Yeah.
Give them back their job.
And I do love the moment as they enter the building and they get into the elevator and Sarah's like, all right, maybe I lifted it off him in the morning.
Yeah, and she was like,
right. And the two of them are standing like head above her and they're like, and she's like, I love it. Yep. I love it so much.
The sassiness about sleeping with this agent.
Just to get his badge and then keep it. And she kept it for all the time. Like, how did she know she was going to?
Yeah, how did she know?
Just in case. Was she like, I'm going to steal your ID badge just in case I need it? Like,
that's the real question.
And I love how Ray and not Nick. Oh my God, wait. Nate? Yeah. Stare at her when she said, okay, maybe I lifted it off him in the morning.
I love that. Yeah.
Also, can we all agree that Sarah. Can we all agree that Sarah is a really bad liar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which is
such
really
a bad liar.
Because she was nothing.
Maybe, like, she's so used to being honest that it's hard for her to lie, but it's so obvious that she's lying anyway.
And then they come off of the elevator, and as they walk off, 20 or so agents stand around them and hold them up at gunpoint. And
Ava!
Obviously, initially, we don't see Ava. Initially, we see the legends, and they just look super inconvenienced. Like, they don't look scared. They don't look worried. They just look like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, walks out the queen. Ava Sharp.
I mean, like, now that we know her, it's pretty obvious. Like, this scene is iconic. Ava coming and being the badass that she is. But at first, when we didn't know her, I mean, I hated her.
It was like a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. What's this woman doing to my girl, Sarah? Fuck off. But then.
Sorry, what are you saying, Queen?
Me? Oh, yeah. And Ray, she like pushed him down to the ground, and Ray's like,
Why are you so mean?
I love it. I think like
maybe it's that polyblend pantsuit.
I know. I think even watching it back after seeing everything that they have now, I think it's still super convincing the way that it's played off. Like, I don't watch it and be like, oh, it's Ava Lance. I watch it and I can still feel like the hatred, they're infuriated with each other. And I think that even looking at it there, it's not just the typical trope of enemies to lovers, because it's actually convincing. Like, it's a logical transition for those two people. And I think it's really nice to watch it back and be like, oh, look how they don't hate each other. They are infuriated by each other. Like, they actually make each other feel something.
Yeah. I really like when they do that in TV shows, like in real life. You know how people be like hating each other at first and then they become best friend? And I really like when they do that in TV shows, because it's like easier for you, for the audience, even like, I don't know for you guys, but for me, it was easier for me like to get attached to these two characters. One of the reasons was that they hated each other first, and then not hated, but like they would like, they've infuriated. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were infuriating, and then they become friends, and then you become something really beautiful, and then you see all this process. I really like when they do that, like when writers do that. I think it's really interesting.
I think as well, like, it was important for them to establish Ava as her own before. Like, I think that's part of the reason why we can attach to her so easily, that she was her own person before she was Sarah's person.
Hmm.
So, like, we had the ability to love her on our own rather than as a love interest and not ever getting to know her as a person.
Like, Ava and Jess, it's like they're the same person. Can we agree on that? So sweet. Oh my God.
So
me too.
I fucking love it. I love Ava's line that she says, like, what's wrong with you people? Do you want to stop? Like, she's genuinely surprised. Like, we're holding guns at you. You're supposed to stop what you're doing now. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I feel like, don't you mind
getting shot?
I don't mind. By you.
Ava Sharp can shoot me anytime.
Ava Sharp, don't you know they're the legends and they are afraid of nothing, literally?
Don't you know I love you and I like being shot by you, please, because you stand in front of me.
Off topic, though, the way that Katie, as Sarah, says, like, Ava Sharp, like, oh my.
Oh!
Yes!
I died three times. Ava Sharp.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Captain Pantsuit.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, Captain Pantsuit. Yes.
Yes. The way that they're discussing the fact that there is a possible anachronism that Mick has found, and they're like, oh, there's no way we could have, like, we would have detected it, it's not a big thing. And Sarah's like, oh, I guess you must have missed one.
Missed one then.
And Ava's face, she's like, and she gets cut off, like, she's gonna go.
She's genuinely angry with her, and like,
I mean, nobody. Nobody at the Time Bureau likes the legends, really. Like, they literally exist. Like, they have these jobs because of the legends, and they think they are stupid people. So, yeah, it's.
I know. Yeah. So they get a tour of the Time Bureau, and they get to see the Wave Rider again, and they realize that it's actually being used as a training simulator.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good.
I had totally forgotten about the Apollo mission until like today.
I think, like, if you're not gonna use the Wave Rider, using it as a training simulator is smart.
Yes, it is, but also it's trespassing. Okay, it's a private property for only legends and not students or whatever the heck they are.
I think they're like rookies. Rookie agents.
We then flick back over to Mick, who is now eating a salad.
Salad!
Showing very little interest in Caesar and what he has to say until he mentions that he has gold, and Mick suddenly.
He fucks things up. Yes, DC.
He's not eating just any salad. He's
don't talk about Caesar's. What kind of salad it is, because it's one of the questions from later on, so fuck off. Everybody knows the answer anyway, so it's fine. They have sort of a back and forth. Mick tries to steal the gold. Caesar does him in and bust his nose. Then we cut back to the team who have decided to send in, like, the people. Sorry, I'm lost. My thoughts are gone. Help me.
Everybody's tired or what?
Yeah. They send in Time Bureau agents, right? Do they? Yeah, they do. They send in the Time Bureau agents to catch Mick and Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that one of the agents that they send in at this point is Gary?
Yes.
No!
No! Green.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to watch this episode back because I've watched it like 5 times and I've never noticed.
Yeah.
I never pegged Gary as a field agent.
No. But yeah, it was cool to see him do that. And then they capture Mick and Caesar, but it turns out it's not actually Caesar, it's just a guy dressed up like him because they have like a Rubicon going on the beach. And yeah, they decide that the legends are just fucking stupid. As the legends are getting kicked out, Mick tries to use a venom machine with a special coin. They realize it was actually Julius Caesar and decide that the best way forward is to steal the Wave Rider and go and kick his ass themselves.
I love how Sarah went, that means that Mick actually spoke to Julius Caesar. And Mick was like, duh.
Yep. Watching them power walk down the halls of the Wave Rider was just everything. Like, it was, yep. And then they get in and they try to time jump out of the building and they only get 3 minutes into the future.
That was funny. Yeah.
My child is
small. Gary.
Yeah.
No, no, nothing.
It was very fun.
I'm lost. Hi guys, my name is Carrie. Welcome to People's Legends Podcast.
Oh, that reminds me of Jess. Hi guys, when she was at the convention and then she, anyways, forget about that.
Tell us.
Do you know when she was at the convention, like the Click Second convention with the Carrie Lutz, and Carrie Lutz called her clone, and then she has this, we see this whole scene where like she's offended or everything, and then she dropped everything, and then she comes back to her seat and she's like, hi guys, I'm Jess.
Yeah, because she says it's okay, I brought my memory flasher and uses her camera
to talk to herself. Okay. Hi guys. When you say hi guys, I'm Carrie, and I'm like, oh, that would be your chest at the convention.
At this point, Nate says, sometimes we screw things up for the better, and Sarah suggests that they should use this as motto. The legends travel to Aruba to get Julius Caesar themselves, and obviously they walk out onto the beach. I love their styles on the beach. I love their
me too. Oh my god, me too. Wait, can we talk about the fact that Mick was supposed to like picked up Caesar from the sand, from the floor, and it wasn't Mick. It was, did you realize it wasn't Mick that picked up Caesar from the floor at the end when Sarah just knocked him out?
Oh no, I didn't.
It wasn't Mick. It was like someone, I guess they took like someone that looked like Mick. He was bald, but he was like thinner than Mick. And like, but he wasn't Mick.
They made the double. Amazing. I had to watch it back.
Yes, watch it back. You
see, the fuck did you notice that, but you didn't notice Gary?
I don't know, but
I noticed that too, though. Like, I was like, he looks weird, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't look anything like Mick anyway, so.
Then they decide that they're going to cause a distraction by creating a dating profile. They get Gideon's help, they make it, they send it out to everybody. And while they do that, Sarah Lance takes her power stance, Sarah Lance power stance, hashtag that because that rhymes. Make that a fucking poem because rhyming's cool. hashtag rhyming is cool, guys. She takes her power stance, she kicks his ass. And I think it's really funny that the guys are all standing watching tiny little like, go kick his ass, and they're like, we're so worried about him.
Should we help her? No, I think we should be worried about more about Caesar than Sarah. Yep.
Sarah Lance power stance. I fucking love it. they we get the iconic moment. We came, we saw, we kicked
his ass. We kicked Caesar's ass.
Yep, my words failed me, so yep. We see them go back to the Waverider and try to make a decision whether they should take him to the bureau or take him to his own time themselves. And while this is all happening, we get this sort of moment between Jax and Stein where Jax wants to stay because he doesn't feel so fulfilled in his life, but Stein wants to go back because obviously his daughter is pregnant and he wants to go be with his family.
Yeah, it reminds me at the beginning when like they were supposed to go on the Wave Raider when Rip recruited them for the first time. And it was like different from now. At first it was Jeff who didn't want to go, and now it's Stein. I think it's funny.
Did you call him Jeff?
Jefferson.
But his nickname is Jax.
Oh yeah, Jax. I'm sorry. Jeff. Jefferson is the same, okay? Jax, Jeff, Jefferson.
Oh my God. He's back for the 100th episode, and if nobody calls him Jeff, I don't want it.
I want to. Jefferson.
They decide that they're gonna take Caesar back themselves, and Nate and Sarah return him to his time. They memory flash him, Nate takes a selfie with him, and they leave, not realizing that they've actually left a history book with Caesar. Big mistake.
Yep.
But how did he not notice that? Like, he had this book in his hand.
Selfie,
and then he went back without the book.
Especially when it was the only thing he was carrying.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing when I was carrying a muffin and then I didn't have my muffin anymore when I came into my room, and I don't know where it went.
Like, I was muttering for it.
Fuck off, guy.
Until today, I have no idea where this muffin
went. Anything.
It was just gone.
Oh,
what's a muffin? Wait, what did you just say?
It's a song. Who wants a muffin? Please, I just want to die.
Oh, love that.
Please, okay. Just fucking kill me.
Okay, dokie.
With a muffin.
They realize that they have fucked up massively.
Yep.
Because history is changed. And suddenly, Rip and Ava arrive on the ship. And did you notice as Ava walks out, like, her and Sarah like eye each other up, like intense staring, and Ava obviously does her iconic walk out with her hands behind her back.
Oh yeah. Oh, I feel everything in my body right now. Shimmy shimmy.
Shimmy shimmy, hashtag shimmy shimmy. They decide that they're going to have to go back in, they're going to have to steal the book, and they're going to have to wipe everybody's memories.
Right now.
That's how they're going to fix it. And Ava gets captured as they're trying to get away. And at this point, Mick Rory says,
please,
we need to rescue Agent Hotcakes.
Yes, I wrote it down. Agent Hotcakes.
The words said, Nick Rory speaking everybody's truth from the get-go. Yes, please.
No, but he says it in like a sexist way or a misogynistic way.
I know.
And we don't mean it in that way.
No, we mean it in a different way, but yeah. we'll take it and we'll make it our own. So the legends convince Rip to allow them to go in and save the day. They do that. They go in. Firestorm is here. This is super exciting. Flying.
I miss them so much. Now that we've watched season 7, season 6, and etc. I realize how much I miss them so much on the show. Like, I miss the OGs.
Yeah. I love that from the get-go, we have Sarah and Ava fighting together. Like, Sarah's using the sword, Ava's using the chain, then they're back to back, and then they realize we're surrounded. So Sarah grabs and Abel's chains and Abel around everybody.
Yes, that stunt was amazing.
Number one, Ava Sharp can swing me around anytime she likes.
Ava Lance
can kick me in the face anytime she likes.
I wrote down first Ava Lance fights team.
I loved it. And then Ava says, you're even worse than I imagined. And Sarah says, you're welcome. Does not give a shit. Mick Rory steals a whole bunch of stuff and they decide that they're going to keep going. Rip's sort of like, oh, I don't really want you to, but okay, whatever. Nate's checking up on Amaya to see what she's up to. And at the very end of the episode, we flash to Amaya in Zambezi, who is having a massive growth of her power. Obviously, we learn later that it is a loss of control, but we see at this point as a really big growth of her power. Instead of having one animal being channeled, she's channeling all the animals to protect her village.
Yeah.
And that's us. That is episode 301 of Legends of Tomorrow.
I love this episode so much. Oh, God.
Same. So... what was your favorite moment in the episode? Me.
Avalon's fight scene.
Ah, that was
so good.
Yes.
So we're just gonna say like the part that we liked. You don't have to explain whatever.
You can if you want to.
Avalon's fight scene, probably the best part of this episode. I'm sorry, not sorry. I also like if you don't know the story, you're not gonna like Ava's first entrance, but I loved it because I've seen this couple, like Evelyn's relationship, before even watching the show for the first time. So Ava's entrance, thank you very much. And the moment Sarah got embarrassed when he saw King Archer.
Yes.
Can we talk about that, please? Because what? She knew what she's done. Yep. So she was like, anyways, three of my favorite part of this episode.
Ro, what about you?
So I wrote down favorite moment, Sarah throwing knives.
Yeah. Oh.
And her saving Ava with her batons.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you say batons or I don't know. That thing that extends and she fights like swords. I mean, with it like swords. Yeah, that thing. She slashes the chains Ava's in and I'm like, please, why?
I love it. My favorite moment was probably all of the Ava Lance moments. Obviously, we don't know that that's what they are at the time, but as a rewatch podcast, I feel like we can go off of that. I love that we know what's to come, but we still can watch them convincingly hate each other. I loved all those moments.
Yeah.
What about your least favorite moment? What did you not like about the episode, Nisi?
Reap.
Yes, I didn't like the Rip Hunter scenes. I'm not a big fan of Rip Hunter.
That's fair.
So I don't like him.
I wouldn't say that this is the part that I dislike, because like it or not, that's what makes this episode so good. But I just cannot stand Rip Hunter's attitude. Like, how can you come here and dare talk to these amazing people like you are right now? Like, what the heck? Like, you work with them for, I don't know, like two seasons or years maybe for them, and they help you like do whatever it is that you wanted, and then now you're here. Like, it's like drinking in a glass of water and then like crush it, how do you say crush it? In the glass of water?
Eating it out.
Yeah, It's like drinking the water and then spitting on the glass, saying, "Oh, you was disgusting." Like, ugh! Anyways, I dislike that, but I also like it.
I think we all agree that Rip Hunter should be yeeted off the show.
Yes.
Okay, so my
Rip Hunter.
Mine just says Rip Hunter with the full stop.
Fair. So. I mean, I'm going to be a bit different then. I'm going to go with the fact that I didn't like that Stein had to take so long to make his decision to stay. He is the one in the start that made Jax go. Like, he kidnapped him.
Yep.
And at that time, Jax had a reason that he wanted to stay. He had his mom, he had his family, he was on his way to meet his mom. So they're pretty much on equal standing. Stein wants to stay now. Jax wanted to stay then. Stein made him come first. So I feel like it was a bit stupid of him to take so long. I understand there had to be a slight falter between the two because you can't just be like, "Huh, bye, family." But like, he knows he has a time ship. He's used this reference before that you can hardly miss anything when you have a time ship. So I just think that it was a bit silly for him to take nearly a full episode to decide that he was going to be around.
Yeah. Hypocrite. Anyways.
If you could make...
I love lady speaking.
If you could make any small change to the episode that wouldn't have an impact on the story being told, what would you change or add or take away?
I would change, like, I would make, you know, I don't know. I would make Ava the director of the Time Bureau already.
Lainey?
I don't know if this would change, but I think it's definitely would change the story, how it is. But I think it's a great idea, so I want to say it. So imagine. Legends come into the Time Bureau, and then Rip Hunter didn't say all this mean stuff about the Legends, or even if he said it, and then there's people on the Time Bureau that are actually fans of the Legends. So instead of Sarah going to steal the Wave Rider, the fans of the Legends help them, and one of the fans in the future becomes a Legend, but like, it's a powerful woman. Like we have, then we will have
powerful women.
Yeah, and then we will have Sarah and this powerful woman that was before a Legend, and now she's a part of the team. And like, I don't know how to explain, but I feel like it would be so exciting to have someone that was a Legend, and then she becomes like Sarah 2.0, but not Sarah 2.0. I don't know.
Yeah. I love it.
Anyways.
Bro. Okay, so my notes just say, "Yeet Rip" with a smiley face.
Fair.
But I feel like that's a big change. I mean, like, we anyway yeet him in the last episode. Spoilers, but...
Maybe we could just temporarily yeet him because he is important to the storyline. So maybe we
could
yeet him for fun and then bring him back.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they do that. Stress relief.
I personally would have liked a little explanation as to why Wally didn't go back with the team again. Not a whole lot, not like his story and the fact that he went to do what he went to do, but just a little bit, because he was there and then he wasn't there, and it was just a bit like, okay, well, we could have had a little bit of insight why he was there fighting with Nate, but Nate left and Wally didn't go with him when he was going to do a superhero thing, you know?
He was just there to say hi, guys, and bye, guys.
Yeah, I would just like a little bit. So coming up next on Babel's Legends podcast, we have a brand new segment for you all. I am so excited to announce for you our new game, which is called What Would You Do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
In this segment, we are given, or we give, two scenarios from the episode and discuss what we would do if we were found in those scenarios. And what we're going to do as well is we're going to pop them up on social media for you to tell us what you would do if it was you that was caught up in the scenario. So on that note, what would you do if you were on holiday relaxing and a historical figure walked up?
I mean, sorry, not my thing.
Cause hair lamps.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious. Are you Meek?
I would call, I think I would call Ava stuff because she, I don't know, always has a plan or something. One way, like, hello, is this Ava Lance? Hello, I think I found an anachronism. Please come get it. Thank you.
Fair.
I have a question though. It's what would you do if you were in that situation, but do we know what an anachronism is? Anachronism.
I mean, we are who we are now. So yes, we've seen legends tomorrow.
Okay. My dumbass, if I didn't know what anachronism were, I would probably help him do whatever it is that he came there to do, because I want to be a part of history. But now that I know, I don't know, I would have probably done the same thing. I would have, I don't know, punched him in the face and then he passed out and then I take a stunt double to carry him. I'm okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Same as me.
I mean, it depends on which person it is. Or, I mean, they are, or like what kind of animal it is. I would either, like Nisi said, call Ava and Sarah, or like get a signature and then call them. What? Yeah. That thing would be worth a lot, okay?
So yeah. Yep.
I mean, if it was me personally, in my opinion, you would all be in serious danger because Sarah and Ava are not actually real people, and this is what would you do. So
personally, oh, you mean we?
What would?
Yeah, I'm fucked.
I said I would call Sarah Lance.
Right, she doesn't exist, so you're fucked.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
I'm not
this
fucked.
Is you, as you are, as a human being living in Austria, what would you do if you went out to school one day and you bumped into a historical figure, or you were on a holiday and you? This is what would
take
you,
him to school to my history class.
Do you know what I mean? This is what would you do, not would you do if you were a legend and you lived in Legends World. I'm talking about you in your life right now.
Missy, either way, you're fucked. Because if you take him to your history class, you're gonna teach him how things went down, and then you're gonna break fucked. Time.
I don't need to tell him about Rome. I can tell him about Austria.
But she didn't say Caesar. She said historical figures.
Anyway. I personally would say, hi, what you doing? And then phone the police and then probably leave and get the fuck out of there before I'm the one that's responsible for breaking the actual world.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
The world.
Yes, queen. I mean, if they're rich, I might ask them for some money. But like, apart from that, I'm going I'm like, oh, hi,
this is America.
Yeah.
Money is important. Money matters.
Yeah, I would just say that none of us are from America.
Yeah, no, we're not. So what would you do if you were Sarah's boss while she worked at Think Shower and stuff and she was like throwing knives at chopping boards and stuff?
I would just...
Remember, you don't know her past. You don't actually know that she used to be an assassin or anything. You're in the boss's position in your real life as you are.
Okay. Peace.
Nisi. I
am confused.
I don't understand what's confusing about this. What would you do if you were Sarah Lance's boss in Sink Shower and stuff?
And she was throwing knives.
Okay. But now I can say something, right, about Sarah Lance. Now she's existing.
But you don't know anything about her.
Okay, because I will just hire her because she has pretty blue eyes and she looks hot as fuck. And I am the boss, so I can hire her whoever I want. And if this person looks very hot, I will just hire her.
That's valid, Missy.
This is slightly implicating your character, but okie dokie. Nisi's shop only hires hot people.
I didn't say that. Severance doesn't exist, so I can hire her because he's hot. Thank you.
Anywho, Lainey.
I'm the mother here, okay? And I'm the logical person here. So listen to me. I would fire that woman. I would not let someone like dangerous as her put my clients in danger just because she's
hot. You don't know her.
She's throwing knives into the fucking shop wall. Fire the bitch.
But hey, I have a question.
Phone the police. There's somebody.
Did we hire her already? Or
yes.
Is this an interview for hiring her?
You are her boss. You're already her boss. And she's putting knives in your store. You're going
to fire her
because it's a massive health and safety issue.
I didn't know that. Okay, I changed my answer.
You need to listen to me.
You don't listen to me when I talk about schnitzel. Okay, I will tell her that she is not supposed to work in my shop, and I tell her that she should go to American Ninja Warrior.
Fair. Ro, okay, what would you do? Yeah.
I just take her home.
Wait, what?
Yes, you would.
She said, wait. Rowan, did you say, Rowan, Jamie, did you say you would take Sarah home?
Yes.
What?
Well, do what tell. What? Are you asking for what?
Do tell.
Any stuff. We do not discuss this here on this podcast.
Yeah, don't listen to the first hour of the recording that we're going to cut out because we're literally, it's not okay. Anywho, I would tell her she's not allowed to throw knives in the store, and if she kept doing it, I would fire her ass.
Yep.
Sure, let's just pretend you would be able to talk in her presence.
I already talked to Katie lots and I was fine.
No, that is different. Katie is different than Sarah.
How is she different than Sarah?
Because he said Sarah Lynn can pull noodle me anytime.
So can Katie for that matter.
Yes, but if she's standing in front of you, in your screen, I am in your screen every time.
Okay. We are just all in your fucking screen. Wait, okay, see next year when I stand in front of her, I'm going to be like, hey, by the way, you can pull noodle me anytime you like.
Of course.
I can hear you say that.
I promise you I will.
Carrie, I dare you to say that to Katie.
I'm not scared.
I dare you.
Someone keep a screenshot of this. If you're listening to our podcast, if watching this, please screenshot this video, this moment, and keep it safe until she talks to Katie Lutz next.
If they screenshot it, they're only gonna have a picture.
Record it.
We say screenshot, okay?
This only goes up on the internet if I put it there.
You are going to put it there
because it goes on Spotify.
Yeah, if I upload it there, I could cut this part out and then upload the other parts.
But I know it. I'm a witness.
Hey, Carrie, remember, I am really great with all this technology and everything, so I can hack your phone. Be careful.
Go ahead.
Oh, please, you can't hack shit.
I'm gonna die now.
Anyway,
I'm gonna go to bed.
Let's keep on podcasting. The next segment is another new one for season 3, guys. We have taken our old quiz segment and we have turned it into Quiz Master, which is where each week one of us will be the quiz master and we will quiz everybody else. Let's say quiz one more time. Quiz, quiz, quiz. Basically, this is going to be one that's a little bit strange for you if you're listening to us in podcast format, because the people who are playing the quiz game are going to raise their hand if they know the answer, and the first one with their hand up is going to be the one that gets a chance to answer. We are going to be keeping score, and we're going to tally it for the full season and see who is the ultimate quiz champion, obviously. Niecy, do you have a pen? Because I forgot one, and then you could keep score.
Of course I have a pen.
Oh, yes, everybody.
Who's ready? Who's not ready? Because I'm not ready.
Yeah, so let's do this. I am Quizmaster for this week, so let's get started. Are you ready?
Yes! No.
I am not ready.
Can you be ready?
I love
Can you see? Can you D ready? Can you C ready? Can you E ready? Can you B ready? Can you A ready?
Excuse me, what is she talking about?
But why?
I was trying to distract the people while you were looking for a pen.
I have a pen.
Just write it on your arm.
I have something
in the pen. Write it on your forehead.
This podcast is the most unprofessional podcast ever, and I love it.
Fuck professionalism. It's overrated.
Glitter.
And rainbows.
Fuck glitter.
It goes everywhere, and it's bad.
It's messy.
Okay, so I have found myself.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Wicked. What time period is most of the episode set in?
2017 or...
You're such a twat. You're supposed to put your hand up.
Hi!
Lady, you can have the point, but you're also a dickhead.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, you all knew. But Trish already answered, so...
I know.
You have to put your hand up in the first person... gets to answer, okay?
Okay, Ron.
Wait, can I tell my answer?
Yes.
It's either 47 BC or 2017.
Yep. Okay, okay. Yes, give the point to Rowan because they didn't cheat.
I did not cheat. I forgot. I have a bad memory.
Literally just fucking said it. Anywho, what is the first rule of time travel?
What is the first what?
Don't fuck it up.
Niecy.
Don't go in the same place twice and don't interact with yourself.
Yes, a point.
I didn't even hear the question.
Well, listen better.
I'm so sorry. I
will speak clearer. I'm very sorry. What nickname did Sarah's boss give her?
Freckle lady or something like that.
I'll give you half a point, and then Ro.
Freckles.
There's your point. So half a point to Lainey and a point to Ro, please.
I mean, I only got it because of Lainey, so.
Oh, give them both a half point then, and well
Thank
done.
Thank you, Cheater.
Are we ready for the next question?
Yes.
Niecy, are you ready, my love?
Yes.
Okay, darling. Oh, I said darling in the podcast. I'm sorry. Very funny. What kind of salad is Mick eating? I'm going to give it to Niecy just because I kind of have to since she said the answer earlier.
Caesar salad.
Oh, congratulations.
That was so difficult.
No, it wasn't.
I was kidding. Sarcasm.
Ha. I sound like a fucking owl. Who said the legends? Who was the first person to say the legends' new motto?
Sorry?
I said, who was the first person to say the legends' new motto? Lainey?
Ray?
Niecy.
Nate!
Yep.
Niecy. I always get them mixed up. I don't know why. Like, it's not even the same name. Fuck.
What is the first thing that Sarah Lance does when she goes to fight Caesar?
Eh?
What is the first thing that Sarah Lance does when she goes to fight Caesar? Niecy.
She makes this her original move.
She does something before that.
Does she take off her clothes?
She takes off something, but I don't remember it was what.
Niecy?
Her sunglasses.
Yeah, she takes off her sunglasses and throws them down. What nickname did Mick give Ava? Yes.
Agent Hotcakes.
There you go. There it is. Easy questions, guys. What name did Mick Rory give to the Time Courier? Niecy.
Portofini.
There you go.
What? I'm so lost.
What time period is Amaya in when we see her?
I don't remember. I am French.
42?
Yes, Queen.
Why?
What god of war did Firestorm call himself? Yes.
Ares.
There you go. Well done.
And it was wrong.
Oh, no.
It was wrong. It was actually supposed to be Mars because Mars is Roman and Ares is his Greek form. And I'm a nerd. I'm sorry.
But that's the correct answer for the question. Niecy, tell us the scores. How did you all do?
Okay, I didn't count them together yet. Is that...
There's literally only 10 questions, my love. Can you not see how many everybody got? No,
I have half, 1 point and a half.
I wrote it down in words. But I will count it real quick. Wait.
Okay, okay.
I don't understand. Niecy, it's easy for me. I have 1 point and a half.
Four points to Jamie and one and a half to Lainey.
Can someone
and
yeah.
4 points to me.
Oh, congratulations, guys.
Okay, shut up, guys. Yes, for a minute.
Where is the other half point?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Bro, you
I got half. Half.
I wrote it together. Wait, you have
four and a half.
Two.
So I win, right?
Three. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, how does Ro have three and Lainey have one and a half and you have four?
No,
I have four and a half.
Rowan has three and a half.
Rowan has four and a half.
No.
Four and a half okay. Plus four plus one and a half, 10. There was 10 questions.
I don't know. I just wrote it.
Anyways,
we can count when Carrie, we watch the episode back.
Carrie, Niecy cannot have...
They have four and a half. I wrote 1 point.
Who has four and a half?
Jamie.
There you go. Told you. Congratulations, Ro. You won the quiz.
Hey.
Yeah, because you all understand more English than I do. And I'm so bad.
This has nothing to do with this. You would have got a whole point if you would have raised your hand, lady.
Exactly.
No, it does have everything to do with English. Trust me. I'm talking on my behalf.
When in doubt, raise your hand, okay? Just be the first to raise your fucking hand. Even if you get the answer wrong, it's not like they're going to give you minus points.
No, exactly. But anyway, we love you, even though you sucked at the quiz tonight. We love you. I'm sorry.
Lainey's face is just, she's so done with us.
It's been like 2 hours, I've been taking the piss out of it. So I should stop. Anyway. The next segment of the evening, guys, is super exciting. It's another brand new one for season 3. And it is called The Shitbox, obviously. What else
would it call? I came up with that because that's the only thing I know, saying shitty things. Just kidding.
So during this segment, we are going to give you guys a quote that we have either said or whatever during anything from podcast episodes to mini series episodes to just straight up from our group chat, and we're going to give them to you. We're going to talk about them for a little minute, and it's basically just a little bit of an insight into what very strange people we are. So this week's shitbox quote is, people should tell me to shut up, you are people.
Wasn't that Niecy saying you are?
Nope.
Didn't you tell Carrie she was people?
She's told me I am people before. However, this was me. I said,
people, yeah, I know it was you.
You are people.
Does anybody knows the context?
Nope.
I know.
I said
what
it.
Was it?
We were me and Kari, we were guests on Gideon Guys, and
oh my god, I just remember
Kari talked about Naked Nigzano.
Oh.
And then she listened to it and she was like, why did I talk about Naked Nigzano? People should tell me to shut up. You are people.
Oh.
Because I went on somebody else's podcast and started talking about Nigzano if he was naked.
Girl, you need therapy.
No, yes, I just need someone to say, shut up.
As Nisi said, you are people.
Oh my god, yeah, that was really bad. Although we had a great time on Gideon Guys. That was fantastic. That their podcast is so good.
I wish I was there.
It's fine for us to advertise within our own podcast because theirs is so unbelievably different from ours. They're completely unique in themselves and their podcast is so good. If you're looking for another Legends of Small podcast, Gideon Guys is the one that you want to go to.
Yes.
And we should have them over, or we should go back over to theirs because that was so much fun.
Yes.
I had not laughed so much in my whole life. Like, that was so funny.
I remember I was at Maxim's, my best friend here in Austria, and she was sleeping next to me and I was like whole set up with laptop and I don't know everything and the light was on and it was like 1:30 in the morning or something and she was like, are you still talking?
So next up we have another brand new segment.
Yes,
it's called Correct or Incorrect.
Ooh,
like true or false, guys. We're going to give you, I think it's 5?
Yeah, it's 5 facts.
And basically, it's the same as everything else. You shove your hand up if you know if it's right or wrong. We're not counting points on this one, guys, so it's just for fun. If you think it's wrong, you got to be able to You have to be able to provide the correct answer as well. So, coming up first is Mick Rory steals a talking thingy. Rowan. Roro.
He steals a portal thing. A flash, a mind flasher thing, wiper, and one last thing. Fuck.
Talking.
I mean
tick tock tick.
Yeah, I think Missy can go. I my mind is just blank.
Missy?
Yeah, yes. But you just asked if he was correct.
Because it's true because he stole a communication thingy.
So it's false.
Why?
Because I said talking thingy.
But with
the communication answer
is talking.
If you had asked me, because I was gonna say false, and then second of all, we are not supposed to say what he stole. We are supposed to say correct or incorrect.
And then say if it's
exactly. She said, explain.
Yeah, once you've said true or false. However, the answer is incorrect.
But I'm confused.
The name of the thing that he steals is communication thingy. The name is not talking thingy.
Yeah, but when you communicate, you talk. So
yeah, but when he says it, he says communication.
Yeah, but you didn't specify that. But anyways, let's keep
it. It's a trick question, guys. It's a game. They're not supposed to be blatantly easy.
Okay.
Come on.
I got it now.
Everybody. Gideon uses Sarah's picture for her upswipes profile. Lainey.
False. She uses her own picture.
Well done. The agent who validates parking is Gary Green. Nisi?
True.
Correct.
I raised my hands first. You said the one who raised his hands.
You kind of both went up at the same time on my screen. I'm sure you'll see that when you watch it back, because we're all out of sync usually on each other's screens. There were 3 future big bads mentioned in
big
the-
Big what?
Like the big bads, like from like the bad guys from future episodes. There were 3 of them mentioned in this episode. Rowan?
I think it would be false.
Mm-hmm.
Because they mentioned the three faiths, and that's two of them. No, wait, it's true. Because there's Malus, Fate 1 and Fate 2.
The Fates is just kind of as one future Big Belly. They're one focus. So I had it down as two. But I can see where you're coming from, and you have the right answer. So yes, you're right. Nate believes that he is the second most popular superhero in Central City. Lainey.
False. Attends. Stop. Ray said he was the
Nate.
Nate was for the, no, yeah, he believes it because I always get him mixed up with Ray.
I know.
But yeah, he believes he's the second most popular hero thingy on
Central City. Well done. So that is our correct or incorrect segment. And what we would really like to hear from you is what you think. So check out on our Instagram page and let us know how many you got right if you played along. The next segment is called Two Truths and a Lie. During this segment, it's an opportunity for everybody who's listening to get to know us a little bit better. We're going to take it in turns and we're going to tell you two truths and one lie about ourselves, but we are not going to reveal which one is the lie. We're going to post these up on Instagram and you can vote for yourself to find out what you think is the lie. And after you've all had a chance of voting, we're going to reveal the correct answer to you over on Instagram. So make sure you follow us at Babel's Legends Podcast.
Yes!
Take it away.
Okay, so I have 5 siblings. I have 5 dogs and 3 cats. And I am 5 feet tall.
I wonder.
The 5 feet tall
is a... You can't answer. We're going to leave it to everybody on the
Instagram. Oh, it's not fun.
It is fun because it's for everybody else to play and not us to play. We can't just do it for ourselves.
Okay, funny thing. I wrote down for the two truths and one lie. Caesar disappeared on the day of his famous March of Rome. I forgot it was about us. So I'm going to have to come up with something.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so I have 6 siblings. Okay, I have 6 siblings. I have 3 cats. And I have a stepdad.
I wonder what one could be the lie. Make sure you go over and vote on Instagram. Bro.
Mine would be, one is I am pansexual. Two is I hate incorrect grammar usage.
Ugh.
And the last one is I love dogs.
Amazing. Any one of those could be true.
That one is easy.
And mine is, I was once asked by Jess McCallan if I was sane. I can speak 2 languages and I have 2 dogs.
Yeah.
I wonder
which easy peasy.
True. Which could be not true. So yeah, make sure you head over to Babel's Legends Podcast on Instagram. In our stories, there's going to be polls for you to vote on which one you think is true, and which ones you think is not true. And once everybody has had a chance at voting, we will announce the answers, and we will do this every week. So each week that you listen to this podcast, you will get to know us better.
I'm so excited for this. Literally.
So, the last segment in our season 3 podcast is another take on an old segment, but we twisted it and we've made it far more fabulous. And we would like to offer you a chance to join the Hypothetical Fight Club. But remember, we don't talk about what happened in Fight Club, guys.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
First rule of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. So yeah,
it's during, like Marvel.
During this segment, it's like the hypothetical fight segment we used to do, except it's more focused on people's powers and personalities rather than superheroes and their training and their background. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a character and we're going to give them part of or all of somebody else's power and discuss what would happen if they had a fight together. And yeah, I think that throughout our season of Babel's Legends podcast, you'll see the Fight Club progressing into some really wonderful and wacky combinations of power and people. This week, we are going to discuss what would happen if a fight broke out between Iris West with the Flash's speed power and Felicity Smoke with Supergirl's strength power.
The first one, who is it again? Because I didn't prepare it this
second. Iris West.
Iris West with the Flash's speed and Felicity Smoke with Supergirl's strength.
Okay, wait.
So Iris is
Flash's
wife and Felicity is
Green. Yeah, but there is a problem because I don't know that woman that much, so.
That's okay. Nisi, what do you think?
Well, the first one is pretty easy to imagine because there's this episode where Iris has beat and Felicity with rain. I think. Okay, this is pretty hard actually.
This is why you were given them in advance to think of.
I know, but now that I think of it, I remembered that Iris was that I already know Iris with speed, and now I'm all confused in my head. Wait, okay. So, Iris, take someone else first. I have to think about this all new.
Ro, do you want to go?
Sure. I would say it would be an equal match because speed, you can do a lot of things with speed. I mean, I'm not talking like lightning stuff, but like you can pace through stuff and you're faster than a person with strength. So it would be almost evenly matched, but I think Iris would win by just a smidge.
Okay, I want to know something. Is Iris, does she has like fighting skills like Ava or Sarah does?
No, not really.
She just has power?
She's a reporter. She works at a newspaper and she is married to the Flash.
Yeah, I know she's married to the Flash because I've seen some of the episodes. But I don't know why I think.
I mean, her dad is a police officer, so you can assume she has some level of self-defense.
Yeah, or not. It's not necessarily, you know. But I've seen Felicity Smoke. It was, even though it wasn't like really that, but I've seen her fight, even though she's more like into computers and whatever. And I think it can be equal, but the fact that I've seen her fight and I know that she can fight, I guess. I think Felicity would win. I don't know. That's how I see it. And even though like the speed, okay, someone say for me, please.
What are you trying to say?
The Flash's power.
Speed.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say speed. Anyways, yeah. Do you remember how Supergirl and the Wally? No. Anyways, forget about it, but I think Felicity would win. Like this.
I mean, I agree with you, but for different reasons. Personally, I think the powers are very evenly matched. I think I know that there's discrepancies on either side, and I think that they're very evenly matched, and I think it comes down to the people who's using them. I think that from where we've seen Iris in danger before, she's been very much about avoid that danger. However, when we've seen Felicity before, she's very much prepared to run into it. For example, she did take a bullet for Sarah Lance once. We have to remember that she knocked Sarah out of the way and took a bullet in her shoulder. And she has obviously been through so very much, but it depends what part of her story you take her from, because obviously in the latter part of Arrow, she has had the spinal cord injury. So it depends if Iris had the foresight to disrupt the technology that's in her body to win the fight back and forth. But I do think it would come down to Felicity. I think we've learned a lot that superheroes with high intelligence can use that high intelligence in a fight as well. So I think it goes to Felicity. I think she's got the edge.
Yes. Now, I thought about it. Felicity is very good with computers and stuff, you know? And she's very brave. I mean, Iris is brave too, of course, but she's very smart with these computers and stuff. And I also think Felicity. My answer is Felicity.
Well, we're going to pop this up on social media for you to have a chance at voting for yourself. But also, if you're listening to us just now on Spotify, scroll down, because just below this episode, there will be polls and questions for you to respond to and let us know what you think. Unfortunately, that's not available on all listening platforms, only Spotify at the moment. That's not something we control. So check us out on Spotify and you can be interactive with the episode. And obviously,
but it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be on Spotify, but it's gonna be, we're gonna at some point put it in Instagram story too, like a poll.
Yeah, the polls will be available on Instagram as well for the people who are not able to vote through Spotify, or for people who would like the opportunity to vote in both places. Make sure that you check us out on those two platforms. And we just want to say thank you. Like, thank you for coming and listening to season 3, episode 1. We are so fortunate and so glad to be back here making this podcast again. We have got so much planned, so much coming up. We can't wait to share with you, but make sure you tune in next week as we talk about episode 302, which is called Freak Show. We can't wait. Thank you so much.
Yes. Wait, before we go, can we come up with a, can we, why don't we have a name for this, for us, like an actual name, like legends have legends. We need a name. Can you guys help us find a name for us?
Oh, there is a challenge for you, everybody. That's another thing you can find on Instagram or Spotify. We'll leave a box. You can type in a name for us.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Can't fucking wait. Love you guys. Make sure you come back next week.
Stay safe.
Thank you, Ollie. Ollie's going to make us emojis. He said he's just going to give us emojis because he can't write. So. Anyway, yeah, stay safe, stay sane, take care of yourself. Okay. Take care of yourself, wash your hands, wear your masks, get vaccinated. We love you. Mwah.
Bye.
I don't know how to fucking stop. Oh, there we go.
Emo's Legends Podcast. I la la love you too.